with the latest news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. A man who's serving a 25-year sentence for sex crimes against a minor facing additional charges of terrorizing, witness tampering, and aggravated assault in two unrelated cases. According to court documents, several inmates reported Zeferino Carlos Rangel was making threats and actively planning to kill the son of Stutsman County State's Attorney Fritz Fremgen. Inmates said Rangel claimed to have connections with the Mexican cartel and allegedly gave a list of names, phone numbers, and instructions to another inmate about who to contact to carry out the murder of Fremgen's son in retaliation for prosecuting his case. During a search warrant, a detective discovered a list of names and numbers that are believed to be the instructions in question. Court documents state one inmate was moved to a different cell block for his safety after Rangel allegedly threatening to stab him for being a snitch. Rangel is charged with aggravated assault in a separate case, accused of stabbing a man in Jamestown back in 2022. According to court documents, the victim initially did not file an assault charge because he was concerned for his safety and the safety of his family. Two vehicles considered total loss in separate fires Saturday, according to the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. A car fire reported at 10:15 a.m. on a gravel road just south of the intersection of 34th Street and 80th Avenue Southeast, west of Jamestown. Car, a 2004 Hyundai Santa Fe. The fire started in the engine compartment. Firefighters on scene about 45 minutes. The second vehicle fire reported at 422 just north of Spiritwood at 95th Avenue and 28th Street Southeast. A report of a side-by-side that was on fire. Four vehicles with eight firefighters responded were on call for about 90 minutes. No injuries reported in either fire. Friday evening, 8 p.m., Jamestown Fire Department called out to the Days Inn in southwest Jamestown to investigate a report of smoke coming out of the roof. According to Lieutenant Sheldon Moore, fire crews found the insulation smoldering upon arrival.
I had a small fire in the attic. The insulation was smoldering when we got here. Sent the crew in the attic, and we extinguished the blaze from there.
Moore says it appears the cause is electrical. No one injured. Crews were on the scene for about an hour. For more news anytime, log on to NewsDakota.com.